Hallelujah. It's been mentioned a few times lately, amen, how the different ones saying, I can't believe, amen, the Lord ain't come back yet. Praise the Lord. And that's exactly the truth when you look around at this world, amen, but it ain't going to be long. Praise the Lord. I believe that. I believe it ain't going to be long. People are looking less and less for it as time goes on, but that doesn't mean that it's coming. It's not coming because it is. Jesus is coming back. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Luke chapter number 8 for our scripture reading tonight. I appreciate the service so far. We'll try to get in here and get out of the way. Amen. Just leave the Lord to help us and have His way. We'll start reading in verse number 4 of Luke chapter number 8. Very familiar scripture here. About the parable, amen, the parable of the sower. The Bible says, and when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spake a parable. He spake by a parable. Verse 5, a sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it, and choked it. And other fell on good ground, and sprang up, and bare fruit an hundredfold. When he had said these things, he cried, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. His disciples asked him, saying, What might this parable be? And he said, Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil, and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest that they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. These have no root, which for a while believe, and in a time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Lord, we thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for everyone that is here tonight. I pray that you help us, Lord. Pray that you touch our hearts in a special way, that you speak to us from your word, Lord, and that just as we have already read, that the seed would find good ground in our hearts in this service tonight. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. The church said amen. Hallelujah. The seed is the word of God. The Bible says that much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, and he spake by a parable. The Bible says that Jesus cried and said, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Don't you want an ear to hear the word of God? Hallelujah. I want an ear to hear God's voice. You know, even in the Bible, in John chapter 12, the Bible says that Jesus looked up to heaven and said, Father, glorify thy name. And the Bible says that there came a voice from heaven that said, I have both glorified it, and will glorify it again. I know y'all read that scripture. The Bible says that some of them that stood around said it thundered. Amen. They did not recognize the voice of God. It wasn't thunder. It was the voice of God. And you know, there's times that God speaks and people pass it off as just a thunderstorm. Amen. You know, when it thunders, if you're outside and it thunders, what are you going to do? You're going to immediately look. It's going to get your attention. How many times have you been out somewhere or somebody said, did it just thunder? I didn't know it was going to rain. Was that thunder I heard? Amen. And so, you know, thunder gets our attention, but friend, amen, God wants to do more than just get our attention. He wants to change our life. He wants to affect our life. He wants to bring forth fruit in our life. He wants to make us an army and men and women of God that can do great things for Him. And Jesus cried and said, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." Amen. Another, I'll move on since I brought that up. Others said, the Bible says that others said an angel spoke to him. So, you know, there was others that was a little bit better. They recognized words and a voice. Amen. But it was not an angel that spoke to him, even though an angel speaking is a mighty thing and a wonderful thing. It was not an angel speaking to him. You know, if you read that scripture, and you can go and read it, we won't look at it tonight, but you can go look it up in John 12. I believe it's in John 12, but where the Bible says that Jesus said, "This voice came not for my sake, but for your sake." Amen. God the Father was speaking, amen, for those that was around to hear, amen, and that they would believe in the Son of God. Amen. But others was a little bit more spiritual. I've seen people a little bit more spiritual, and they might do a little bit better, amen, than others. They don't think it's a thunder. They say, "Well, an angel spoke unto him." But it was not an angel, amen, speaking unto him. It was God the Father speaking unto his Son, Jesus Christ, and he was speaking for those that was around. I want to hear. Amen. But let's get into this right here. There's so much to preach, amen, from these scriptures, and I won't even be able to scratch the surface tonight. But I want to take verse number 13, if you still have your Bibles open. I'm going to read it again. The Bible says, "They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, which for a while believe." Listen, friend. These are the ones we get close to. These are the ones we shout with a little while. Amen. Amen. There's those that come in and hear the word, but I mean, it just seems like immediately the devil takes it out of their hearts. The Bible says, "The wayside are they," verse 12, "that hear, and then cometh the devil and taketh the word out of their heart, lest they should believe and be saved." They're not ever even saved. They may make it to the altar. They may pray off conviction or whatever. But many times, you know, amen, just like King Agrippa, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." I'd like for the Lord to help me preach tonight. I don't have to preach long, but I'd like for us to get the message. You know, sometimes, amen, it's not those long sermons that touch us so much. Amen. And I, trust me, I've got a lot to preach tonight, but I have a burden on my heart. Amen. These that I want to preach about tonight, amen, is us. Somebody said us-ins. Amen. It's those that we shout with a little while. Come on, church. It's those that they start paying their tithes. They live for God to the, you know, for a little while, but in a time of temptation. Amen. That time of temptation may not be the first month. It may be. It may not even be the first year. It may be. But, amen, we don't know when that time of temptation is. But friend, it doesn't matter if that time of temptation is after we've served God for 1 year or 10 years or 20 years. We don't want to fall away. Amen? We want to hold on. Praise God. Lord, help us tonight. That's what I want to preach about tonight, is simply the Bible says, which for a while believe, and in a time of temptation fall away. Amen. So I want to preach tonight on don't fall away. Don't fall away. Don't that stir you tonight? Amen. The thought of falling away. Let it create an awareness in our hearts. Amen. David said, "When Saul fell, how, amen, are the mighty fallen?" How are the mighty fallen? Amen. You see men and women that are mightier than us and greater than us, brothers and sisters, have fallen. Amen. And we must keep an awareness. I believe it's important for the saint of God to keep an awareness. Now, I know that there comes a time, and amen, is serving God, that, amen, it's like the songwriter says, defeat is one, is it defeat or retreat is one word I just don't use. Now, I believe you can become settled in God. And the Bible teaches that, amen, to become settled in God. But I don't want to ever lose my awareness, amen, and get root. That's what I want to preach tonight. Amen. I want to preach two simple things. It is a result of no root, no ground. They're not grounded in the Word of God, not grounded in the ways of God. Amen. And they fall away in the time of temptation. Listen, the time of temptation will come upon everyone. You know, in Matthew chapter 7, it's a simple truth where Jesus said, "He that heareth the sayings of mine and doeth them not, I will liken him to a man that built his house on the sand." Y'all know the story, or the what Jesus uses there in Matthew chapter 7, I believe it's 24, where he says, "The winds come, the rain come, it beat on the house, it was built on the sand, and it fell." And it said, "Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a man which built his house on a rock. The rains come, the floods came and beat upon it, but it stood." Listen, church, the rain come on those that built their house on the sand, just like the rain came on those that built their house on the rock. Amen. Whether you're serving God or not, you're going to face rain and storms. Amen. Whether you're living for God or not, amen, there is a truth of life that you're going to face time of trouble and trials. Amen. And what depends on whether we stand or not is if we're grounded in God, if we have root in God, if we're stable. Amen. We must be stable, not instable. Instability. Amen. God wants us to be stable in every area of our life. Prayer life. Amen. Bible study. Amen. Faithfulness to God. God wants us to be stable. Hallelujah. God, amen, wants us to just be faithful. The Bible says it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. You know, my dad always said, shooting stars, watch them. They don't last long. Amen. You know, they get all the attention for a little while. Amen. But it doesn't last very long. It's just a flash going across the sky. And you know, the devil will tempt us to try to make a big flash or a big splash, so to speak. Amen. But friend, that's not what matters with God. What matters with God, young people, amen, is that we're stable with Him, that we're constant with Him, that we're on the rock, and that we're, amen, that our life is steadfast. The Bible uses that word about being steadfast. Amen. And so here are these that, amen, receive the word with joy, and these have no root. Amen. God help us tonight. I pray that God causes us to realize that, amen, it's the devil's plan to cause every one of us to fall away. Matter of fact, in the end time, he said that there would be a great falling away. No doubt we've seen that. Amen. Churches are closing. You know, according to population growth in America, we should be adding churches. Amen. Either building double size of every church. Amen. We should be adding churches just to stay up with the population growth and people going to church. Amen. But instead, churches are closing. Oh God. Doors are shutting. Preachers are stopping preaching. Amen. Ministers are leaving the ministry. Amen. Why? Because there's a falling away. Amen. How is it? Oh God, help us. Amen. To get rooted. God, help us to get some roots down deep. Amen. Get tapped into that, amen, supply. I've mentioned it before, but amen, over there at the old church when, amen, we was digging them pine trees out. And you know, pine trees have a tap root that'll go down. Amen, they'll go deep. I don't know if you know, sometimes they'll have to get out there and cut that, amen, while they're digging that stump up. But we was digging that stump. I don't know if Brother Richard was in on that or not, but we got to digging on this stump. We couldn't get the root out. Well, come to find out, there was an old well there beside that tree, and that pine tree had taken its tap root, that big root that goes down, and had went over about 5 or 6 feet, Brother Wayne. Amen. And went right down in that old well. They covered that old well up. Nobody knew, amen, why that pine tree had so much life. Praise the Lord. Nobody knew why it was so big, but you know what? It was underneath the surface. Glory to God. You know, the root is something that nobody sees. Amen. Everybody can make, slackness about it. You know, talking about, they can pass it off like it's not important because it's not seen. Amen. You don't know about my root. Amen. You can't see my roots. All you can see is my leaves. All you can see is my branches. And all you can see is, you know, the things on the outside. Amen. I'm going to tell you something, church. God sees the root. And God wants to get us rooted and grounded. Hallelujah. That root is that prayer life when nobody's looking. Glory to God. That root is that faithfulness to God when it doesn't matter if anybody sees or anybody counts it or anybody knows. Amen. I'm just serving God because I love Him. Amen. I'm serving God because I've received the Word of God. Hallelujah. They fall away in a time of temptation because they have no root. You know, the Apostle Paul told the Galatians, he said, I marvel. It blows my mind in so many terms. I can hear him in modern English or East Texas talk. Is that all right? Amen. If I use a little East Texas talk, amen, I can hear the Apostle Paul saying, it blows my mind that y'all are so soon backslid. He said, I marvel that you're so soon removed from Him that called you into the grace of God unto another gospel. Listen, I don't want to get off on a rabbit trail here tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Or take off on something else. I like to stay on focus. But there is another gospel. Come on now. Amen. Even the Bible tells us that there is another Christ and another Jesus. You can read it where Paul said, amen, being turned into another gospel or, amen, or another Christ. Oh, God, help us. Amen. To be rooted and grounded like never before. For the Bible tells us that there would come, amen, a day where there would be, amen, doctrines of devils and seducing spirits. Amen. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith. What am I preaching on tonight? I'm preaching on don't fall away. Hallelujah. Don't fall away. Oh, God, help us tonight. Oh, God, help us tonight. You know, there's a devil that wants to drag every person out of the house of God. Amen. There's a devil. There's spirits out there. Amen. He said, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devil. Oh, doctrines of devils. Amen. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Hallelujah. Amen. And he goes on talking about, amen, these different things that is coming in the end time. Oh, God. Amen. Don't fall away, church. Oh, God. Get our roots down in God. Amen. You know that old oak tree? Hallelujah. That has surface roots. You know, it might shine the biggest. Amen. Because, you know, see, that tree has to put all, has to put life into itself somewhere. And you see that one that puts that into its root. It might not be as big on the top because it's put so much nutrients, amen, into its root. Amen. But there's that other one that's got all them surface roots, you know, right there. And it's put the majority of its nutrients into its leaves and branches. And it spread far and big. And oh, look at that mighty tree. Amen. But we don't realize all of its roots are just right there on the surface. And there might be another one over here. Amen. That somehow got tapped in. And the root system got tapped in. Hallelujah. And went to go deeper and stronger in the ground. Amen. Its leaves may not be as big. Its limbs may not be as broad. Amen. Oh, it may not look as good. But what about when the storms come, church? What about when the winds blow? Has anybody ever been through some winds? Amen. I've seen winds blow through the house of God. Amen. And trees that look so good begin to fall. Oh, God, help us. Y'all going to help me preach tonight? Amen. Lord, help me preach tonight. Oh, God, I've seen winds blow through families. Amen. I've seen the
contrary winds blow through families. Those trees that you thought, man, look how good they look. I mean, they might could shout. They might could pray. They might could run. You know, church, come on. Amen. But that wind began to blow. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a time of temptation. Amen. A time of temptation is what our scripture text says. In the time of temptation, they fall away. God help me to preach tonight. Hallelujah. I'm preaching tonight on don't fall away. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 14, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom the whole family of heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man." Hallelujah. "That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love." Hallelujah. Rooted and grounded in love. Amen. The time of temptation will come. Amen. We can't always understand the times of temptation and why God allows it. Amen. And I don't have time to get into all that, some reasons why God does allow it. Amen. There are scriptures that teach us why God allows things to come our way. But friend, we can't figure it all out. There's some things you'll shake your head and you can't understand why God allows it. Amen. But you can count one thing for sure. Amen. You got to have your roots way on down in the ground. Glory to God in God. May be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, and depth, and height. To know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. His arms wide open. Hallelujah. He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God could do. They sang tonight. Amen. That you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Let that sink in there for a minute. That you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Listen, the heaven itself can't contain God. Amen. Earth is His footstool. Amen. He's so mighty. But God in His Word says we could be filled with all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. Not half. Amen. Not part, but all the fullness of God. Listen, God wants to make us so mighty and powerful in this world. Amen. That the winds can blow, the times of temptations can come, and yet we'll stand the storms and stand the test of time. Hallelujah. "Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church." Amen. "By Christ Jesus throughout ages. World without end." Amen. When I was a preaching in Croatia and I was a preaching on the baptism of the Holy Ghost, those people, Brother Wayne, was sitting there looking at me. Y'all don't get mad at me, but kind of like y'all are looking at me tonight. Hallelujah. But it ain't always that way around here. I mean, every service I was a preaching, they're sitting there looking at me. Amen. Like they couldn't even believe what I was saying. I was a preaching on the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I preached on it every night. Amen, Brother Doyle, I was preaching on the Holy Ghost every night. I didn't know that it had been 25 years since anybody in that church had received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I didn't know that the older saints was gathering together praying, "God, you've got to fill the next generation with the baptism of the Holy Ghost." I didn't know that, but I knew every time I'd go to pray, God would say, "Preach on the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Preach on the baptism of the Holy Ghost." And what brought it to my mind, amen, tonight was this scripture. "Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think." I was in there praying, and my mind wandered sometime. I was in there praying, "God, fill them with the Holy Ghost." I didn't know these people. Amen. I was a preaching. It seemed like it wasn't going nowhere. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. And it seemed like I began to think in my mind about God filling people with the Holy Ghost. Amen. All of a sudden, the devil said, "That's just your mind. That's just your thoughts. That ain't right. That's just your thoughts." And immediately the Holy Ghost gave me that scripture that said He is able to do above what we would ask or think.
Hallelujah. I was thinking about different ones filling, amen, God filling different ones with the Holy Ghost and revival breaking out, hallelujah, in that country. Glory to God. And they're ripe for revival. I'm telling you, they're ripe for revival. I want us to pray for them. They just joined the European Union 3 years ago and just a lot of things, you know, it's just ripe for revival. Amen. I believe God wants to fill them with the Holy Ghost. And y'all know, amen, Brother Doyle, I was a preaching there. Amen. And I preached four nights, and that fourth night I almost didn't. Oh, God, help us to obey God every time, preachers. I almost preached on the church instead of the Holy Ghost. But I got in that little room and got to praying. Amen. I knew, man, I got to go back one more time and preach on the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And God began to feel with the Holy Ghost that night. Amen. I didn't tell him how to speak in tongues. I don't do that. I don't believe in that. Hallelujah. I believe it's as the Spirit gives the utterance. Amen. But the first one that got filled with the Holy Ghost was a medical doctor. Hallelujah. And she got baptized with the Holy Ghost. Another girl got baptized with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And before it was over, several of them. Amen. I know more than five had received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I was a praying. Amen. The Lord dealt with me and said He's able to do above that whatever you ask or think. Hallelujah. Don't fall away, church. Get your roots way down in the ground. Amen. I know the winds blow and the contrary winds. Listen, who ever dreamed we'd live in a day like we live in? Who ever dreamed that we would live in a day like we live in? Where we'd be worried about somebody busting the back door open and coming in here shooting us up. Where we're worried about our children going to school. Where we're worried about going to the grocery store, and we're worried all the, who ever dreamed that we would live in this kind of day and hour? Amen. The winds are blowing. Hallelujah. Times of temptation will come. Amen. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 13:9, be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace. Glory to God. Amen. We can't get away from the simplicity of the gospel.
I know it's important to learn. The Bible says that people was destroyed for lack of knowledge. Amen. We ought to never use any scripture as a crutch. Amen. We're not to use these scriptures as a crutch. Amen. Hallelujah. To not learn. But I'm telling you, church, we cannot get so, amen, engulfed and trying everything else. And I mean where we miss the simplest things of the Word of God. You know, there's some people in this world today so educated. I'm talking about their mind is so educated, yet they cannot even believe the creation story. They can't even believe in the virgin birth of Christ. Amen. We cannot be carried about. And I know this is Christmas time. Jesus was born of a virgin. Hallelujah. Mary had never been with a man. And the power of God came upon her. And she gave birth to a baby. Amen. Had never been defiled by a man. Hallelujah. Praise God for the glorious incarnation of Jesus Christ our Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Carried about with divers and strange doctrines. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace and not with meats, which have not profited them, which have been occupied therein. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. The result of this fall away was they didn't have no root. They didn't have no root system. Amen, young people, get your roots down. Amen, hide the Word of God in your heart. Hallelujah. We must teach our children the Word of God. Amen, hallelujah. The Bible tells us, amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. I am persuaded that He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. Amen, God is able to keep us against from falling. He's able to keep us from falling. We don't have to fall. You don't have to fall away. You don't have to backslide. It doesn't matter your story. It doesn't matter your situation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Corinthians, praise God, tells us,
Amen. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you're able to bear. But will also with the temptation make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. Nobody has to fall away. Nobody has to sin. Somebody said, oh, we have to sin every day. Listen, if we have to sin, then Jesus didn't finish his job on the cross. Friend, we may sin every day, but we don't have to. Let me ask you something. Could you make it an hour without sinning? Do you think you could make it 1 hour without sinning? Hallelujah. Amen. You know, don't you think you could make it 1 hour without sinning? Amen. I'm going to tell you something, young people. If you can make it an hour, you can make it 2 hours. And if you can make it 2 hours, you can make it 3 hours. Glory to God. And if you can make it 3, you can make it 4. Amen. Can I get a witness tonight? If you can make it 4 hours, surely you can make it 24 hours. Amen. You can make it 24 hours without sinning. Hallelujah. That's why it's important to get baptized with the Holy Ghost and get sanctified by His grace and get in the Word of God. Let the Word of God find root in your heart and bring forth fruit. Glory to God. A time of temptation, yes, it'll come. Amen. Times of trouble will come. Amen. But God will help us through every time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. God will help us through. Amen. Listen to this in 1 Timothy. Hallelujah. Or 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 10. Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. What happened? What happened? It was a time of temptation. It was a time of temptation. It may have been a confusing time in his life. Maybe some people had done him wrong, you know. Church folks. Oh, God. I don't know what it is, you know, about the barber shop. But sitting there the other day, fixing to get a haircut. Hallelujah. Somebody gets to talking. I haven't been to church in 10 years, they said. You know how it is. It's done wrong. And I know it's real. I know it's real. I've been in this too long. I know it's real. It's not fake. It's real. Oh, God help us. Jesus said it's impossible that offenses would come. They're going to come. Oh, God, but I don't want to fall away in this time of temptation. What happened to Demas? Was it that it was a confusing time in his life? And the devil set the stage just perfect. And he fell away to the love of the world. God help us. What about Solomon? Amen. The wisest man that ever lived. The Bible tells us in 1 Kings 11 and verse 1, but King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidianites, and Hittites. Oh God, verse 4, for it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God as was the heart of David his father. The lure of the world, the lure of women, or relationships, whether we're a man or a woman, whatever, God help us. The Bible tells us, and y'all are quiet tonight, don't quieten up on me right here, I'm almost done. Hallelujah, church. Don't fall away. Matthew 12, or 24 and 12, we know it, we could quote it. And I'm coming to a close. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. You ever seen that fire in the fireplace? It just starts going down lower, lower, lower and lower. That love for God, that love for the things of God, that love for our brothers and sisters in God, that love, that zeal for God, if we're not careful, it'll just get less, less, and less. Do you know what we got to do, church? We got to go get some wood. Amen. Just because the fire goes down don't mean you're out. Hallelujah. I've been down. You've been down. Saints of God here with gray hair. Amen. Saints of God who served the Lord. Amen. 2 and 3 times as long as I have. You can tell me tonight. There have been times my fire got low. Amen. But you know what young people they did? You know what we got to do? They went out and started chopping some wood. Woo! Hallelujah. They stirred the fire a little bit. Praise God. And somebody wrote the song and said, the flame has flickered, but the fire has never gone out. Woo! Glory to God, young people. Amen. You got to keep that fire burning. You know when they built the tabernacle? Did you young people know when they built that tabernacle? They put a fire in that tabernacle. Did you know that God's command was that that fire was to never, never go out. Never. That fire was to never go out. And you know when God builds a tabernacle in your heart and soul, the command is the same. The fire is to never go out. What about in the time of war? In the time of war, you can't let the fire go out. What about in the time of storms? In the time of storms, you can't let the fire go out. What about when everything's going good? It doesn't matter. We can never let our fire go out. I'm preaching tonight on don't fall away. Don't fall away. Young people, if we knew everything to preach against, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's no way. We can't preach against everything. What you're facing and what you're facing, what they're facing, everything. There's a few things we can. There's a few things we can line out. Hallelujah. Sometimes God gives us a few little things. Glory to God. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you keep wood on the fire, hallelujah. If you keep wood on the fire, if we keep wood on the fire, God will deal with us. Stand together with me tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We want to gather in for a little time of prayer tonight. Before we go, amen, let's gather in for some time of prayer. Sister Bethany, get us a song. Amen. Let's just